A suburban Philadelphia poultry processing company is recalling more than 27 million pounds of cooked chicken and turkey. It's the largest meat recall in U.S. history. Wampler Foods announced the expanded recall yesterday. The announcement came after the Agriculture Department found Wampler's processing plant to be contaminated. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Wampler's Franconia, Pennsylvania plant produced about 27,400,000 pounds of pre-cooked, deli and frozen turkey and chicken between May and October. The Food Safety and Inspection Service first found listeria at the plant earlier this month while trying to find the source of an outbreak of listeriosis in the northeastern United States. Some 120 people have come down with the infection and 20 have died. The recalled meat is sold mostly through deli counters and institutional food vendors. Most of the meat is under the Wampler Foods brand, though the names Block and Barrel, Walnut Creek, Pilgrim's Pride, Cisco, and others are also used. All of the affected chicken and turkey bear the Franconia plant number, P1351, inside the USDA mark of inspection. Consumers can return the meat to the store, or if it's from a deli counter, they can call to find out if it's a Wampler product. The company's chief financial officer, Rick Cogdill, says to make sure the recall includes all the contaminated meat, Wampler is taking extra measures.
On top of the recall, we have shut down the plant, and we are in the process of completely, thoroughly cleaning and making sure that all of our processes and controls within the processing plant are well-defined and the latest protocol that we could employ in order to ensure that this type of event never happens again.
They'll be sanitizing the whole factory, taking apart the machines and scrubbing down the belts. Cogdill says it's a pretty extensive process.
And on top of that, we're going to go through at least one complete day of food safety instruction and training with all the employees of that facility during this downtime period.
The infectious bacteria's full name is Listeria monocytogenes. The disease listeriosis is rare, but if contracted, can be fatal. Symptoms include high fever, stiff neck, muscle aches, and sometimes nausea. If the infection spreads to the nervous system, it can cause meningitis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say listeriosis primarily affects people with weakened immune systems. Pregnant women are 20 times more likely than others to contract listeriosis from the bacteria, and it can cause miscarriages, infected newborns, and stillbirths. The CDC and the Food Safety and Inspection Service are working to determine the exact strains of listeria responsible for the recent outbreak and those found in the Wampler plant. They're not finished with analysis, but so far they have not linked the Wampler listeria with the illnesses in the Northeast. Dr. Gary McKee heads the Food Safety and Inspection Service. He says inspectors first compiled a list of meats sick people had eaten and then randomly tested products from those companies and processing plants.
During our testing, when we've done over 400 tests, we found one that was positive for listeria and went into that plant then.
That one positive test came from the Wampler plant. Inspectors recommended that the company recall the suspect meat, and then Wampler expanded the time frame to include the possible incubation period before the earliest known illness in the outbreak. Still, McKee says, they can't be sure yet that the bacteria causing the illnesses came from that plant.
The science is fairly exact, and it wouldn't be fair for me to say one way or the other without seeing the results. I mean, you just don't know until you get the final result.
To protect against listeria, the Food Safety and Inspection Service recommends reheating meats until they're steaming hot, and not just hot dogs and leftovers, but also cold cuts. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.